Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast and Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you're listening to us. Thank you for doing that. We're sponsored by, as usual, Life First Naturals, which are the makers of both Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum. It's the colostrum that really has the great data behind it. You can go to their website, look at the randomized double-blind controlled studies on the use of their colostrum to prevent upper respiratory infections and the shortening of the gut, the bloating, and what we call leaky gut for those people who exercise or have upper respiratory infections or take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. You can look at Ray Playbook's excellent data on that. He's the one who organized randomized controlled trials independent of LifeFirstNaturals.com. The other sponsor, Longevity Playbook, go to our website, sign up for the free newsletter. We'll talk more about other things. We're redoing the app right now, so no app available currently, but there will be shortly, probably within a month, we'll have the new app come out. Shows you how tough it is to motivate people to change behavior. Through an app, you need shorter videos than we've done. Our minute and a half are apparently too long for most people to get and make the change. The stories this week, this is 1184A, the A, always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The B's are great guests, and we've had a series of just sensational guests. The topics this week in the A, the longevity, the next disruptor segment, the new discovery at UCSF on why young blood is actually good. Believe it or not, that comes from 1960s. The Well Beyond Wellness segment, menstrual cycle disorders are tied to increasing cardiovascular disease risk in young women. What do we mean and what does that mean? The Roizen rule for a younger you, gradual weight loss is what we want you to do to achieve your ideal weight. That's who get much better. And the other Roizen rule for a younger you segment, brushing teeth lowers your risk for hospital-acquired pneumonia. We have two odd omega segments. Olive oil consumption is associated with reduced cardiovascular disease risk, as is snacking on tree nuts. And a third one of the odd omega segments, frequency of adding salt is tied to a higher risk of chronic kidney disease. Get rid of the salt shaker. And the Wellness for Play segment, 8 common New Year's resolutions, why they're often broken by this time mid-February, and how to keep them. This, again, is Dr. Mike Roizen, and we're bringing you this at Radio MD or iHeart. Thank you for downloading us. 55 years later, it won an award. It is still a crazy idea. But as Diamanda says, the day before something is truly a breakthrough, it's a crazy idea. Sausalito was awarded the crazy idea funding at UCSF and now the UCSF Byers Outstanding Basic Science Award in this past December of 2023. And maybe we can keep our brains young because of this crazy idea. This week, a little of how my history interdigitates with this crazy idea. And during the summer of 1968, that's 55 plus years ago, I was a medical student at UCSF, and we had 3 months off during the summer, and I worked in a research lab. Yeah, I won't divert that I also at nights worked as a volunteer in the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic as it switched from the summer of love to the summer of hard drugs. But in any case, the research lab was one in which the blood of young rats made old rats younger. That is, they were hooked up together and the young rats became older. The old rats became much younger. Irina and Michael Carnboy did major research repeatedly showing that young blood could make old animals younger, and thus began 50 years of futile search for what in young blood made the old young. But it's no longer futile. In the meantime, therapeutic plasma exchange done to show in valid research by the Carnboys in animals and now by Dobrich Kiprov and the Buck Institute group following the AMBAR studies showed that getting rid of something in old blood reversed some, maybe most, brain aging in early Alzheimer's patients. About 30 years ago, Alan Bassbaum, the chair at UCSF now, and I wrote a paper together. This year, his young protege, Saul Vallejo, won the Byers Award at UCSF for providing evidence that the Carnboys really had something 55 years ago. UCSF, that's the University of California, San Francisco, thanks to some money, a fund established by rich Silicon Valley donors, funds crazy ideas that wouldn't get funded by the National Institute of Health. In fact, they state that the fund has netted so much research success since it started in 1984 that it's generated over $1.4 billion in subsequent federal funding. Crazy idea funding indeed. Well, these crazy ideas seem to come true, and the Byers Award was for that. This crazy idea with substantial evidence, maybe something in young blood gets rid of what ages us in old blood. That is, that we put out a substance in our blood when we're young that gets rid of proteins that make us old. And that's really what happened. Dr. Vager and his colleagues have found that physical activity turns on a gene in the liver that produces a protein, GPLD1, in the blood that gets rid of proteins in the blood and in tissues like the blood-brain barrier that make you function older. Their thesis is that the blood-derived signals from proteins that are definable are potent drivers of both age-related brain dysfunction and brain rejuvenation. Further, that some of the proteins can be turned into pills, into agents, that reboot, my word, rejuvenate is theirs, a brain to keep functioning as if age 36 for the rest of your life. So give me Irisin and give me TNAP and give me that GPLD1. Those are all proteins that exercise and young blood have that help keep us old. But you can make your own with physical activity. These three proteins, Irisin, TNAP, and GPLD1, are some of the proteins in blood stimulated by changes in gene activity that's stimulated by physical activity that help us maintain brain functioning. So you got to do things to be able to keep mobile. And for today, take your avocado, soybean, unsulfonable, and your coffee, and keep that treadmill and elliptical spinning and the weight bench not gathering dust. 55 years and still counting, but the data on what works to reboot humans safely is now moving fast. So remember, your choices make a big difference in how long and well you live. You want to do things to keep mobile, so that you can keep producing, turning on genes that keep your brain young. That's remarkable work. Saul Vallejo, thank you. Now, the Well Beyond Wellness segment, menstrual cycle disorders. That is, if you have pain, dysmenorrhea, or problems with your menstrual cycle, it somehow contributes to risk for ischemic heart disease compared with women who didn't have painful menstrual periods. We don't know the cause, but they're twice as likely to have heart disease before age 65 as those who didn't have painful periods. What does that mean? It means if you had painful periods, do all the other things, really concentrate on doing other things to help you stay young. Now, gradual weight loss, that's what you want. You don't want these crash diets. The GLP-1 and GIP slowly help you lose weight till you, as long as you keep exercising and doing weightlifting. You got to do weightlifting because those things cause muscle loss first. But if you do weightlifting, then that gradual weight loss helps you stay younger and live free of arthritis longer. The next story we wanted to talk about is a Roizen rule for younger you. This is remarkable. Just brushing your teeth twice a day when you're in a hospital keeps you out of the ICU, gets you out of the ICU quicker, reduces death rate. Incredible. It's a 30% decrease in death rate. Hospitalization is only two-thirds as long, and if you will, you're less likely to be on mechanical ventilation by 1.25 days, get out of the ICU 2 days faster. Incredible, just by brushing your teeth 3 and 4 times a day, didn't increase or didn't have added benefit to that twice a day brushing, and they didn't test once a day. Why is that? Because the bacteria apparently in your throat when fed with the food, etc., can really cause problems. One of the most interesting studies, I think we talked about last week, 80% of people prescribed weight loss drugs stop them within 1 year, even 60% on Ozempic and the other semaglutides stop them within 1 year. Cost may be an issue there. The next story that I want to cover is that olive oil consumption, you want extra virgin olive oil. It decreased the risk of type 2 diabetes and other cardiovascular disease risk by about 30% if you have extra virgin olive oil as your main fat in the day. The next story that we should cover that you can use to help yourself is, again, one on the Odd Omegas segment, and it is that tree nuts, that's walnuts and almonds, things you find in the tree. No, cashews are a legume and peanuts are a legume, but the tree nuts, the pecans, the walnuts, the other tree nuts, pistachios, etc., doing those compared to people who ate the same number of calories but weren't given the tree nuts decreased the risk of having a metabolic syndrome and cardiovascular disease by about 20%. So just an ounce of tree nuts a day, that's 12 walnut halves. By the way, the cases of lead poisoning linked to the fruit puree reached 251. It looks like someone was trying to sabotage this cinnamon. The cinnamon in the apple tree pouch, and it's made by, and I'll go through the names, but it's Astro Foods, and they got their cinnamon from Negasmart. NEGASMART. You won't see those on the label because it looks like they were intentionally trying to poison with lead and with chromium the cinnamon. Why they did that, we don't know, but it looks like intentional, and they're on Wanabana products, WANABANA products. And 4 children in North Carolina were the first to be found. But in any case, if you see Wanabana and cinnamon apple or something like that, don't eat it. Don't get your kids to eat it. Now, one of the other stories of the week that everyone always wants me to cover, and before I do that, that last key story, the last Odd Omega story is the frequency of your adding salt at the table increases your risk of chronic kidney disease. Get rid of the salt shaker. You can get a salt substitute at the table, but that salt shaker, appears to increase your risk long-term of chronic kidney disease. Since you're going to live longer, you want your kidneys to function longer. And the one always people say is, why do people quit their resolution? What's the problem? The problem is you try and do too much all at once. Start slowly. You try and lose weight. You try and eat healthier. You try and exercise more. You try and quit a bad habit. So really start small and build slowly is the way. And you can start now or start, you can say, okay, April 1st, I'm starting again, or February or March 1st, I'm going to start again, or March 15th, whatever day you want. But start small and build slowly is the key. And if you're trying to quit drinking, embrace a non-alcoholic drink. When I quit diet soda, I went to black coffee, something very healthy. It's good, black coffee. So you want to don't give up, cook more, but do it a little bit at a time. Just start a little bit. And that's really the key, is to build slowly, get a buddy, and reward yourself, really, when you do good. Those are the top stories of the week. Youngblood, a good thing. How do you duplicate youngblood? You exercise. So keep yourself mobile. Menstrual cycle disorders, if you've got one, remember, it doubles your risk for cardiovascular disease before age 65. So do all kinds of other things to stay healthy. Gradual weight loss is what you want. Remember, if you're using one of the GLP or GIPs to do muscle building exercise, you should be anyway. If you're in the hospital, or even if you're not, brush your teeth twice a day. And when you get olive oil, make sure it's extra virgin in a dark or tin container and kept away from light and heat. Frequency of adding salt to foods, get rid of your salt shaker, snack on tree nuts, and when you want to start your New Year's resolutions again, go at them slowly. This has been Dr. Mike. This is 1184A of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD iHeart. Thank you for listening. Thank LifesFirstNaturals.com, naturals with an S. Go there for the best in bovine colostrum and in TrueBiotics. Those are the brands I use because of all the data supporting them and how well they are prepared. You'll see that data on their website, LifesFirstNaturals.com. And of course, go to LongevityPlaybook.com, sign up for the free newsletter where you'll get two news tips on latest news and longevity playbook every week. Thanks again. We'll be back next week. And by the way, our guest for the B segment, and you'll want to download that, is Leo B. Twiggs, who's going to be talking about ovarian cancer and pelvic masses. You remember last week, 1183, Michael Greger, one of my favorites, is the one from 11, if you will, I think it is 77, Richard Johnson, talking about why fructose is so bad for us. Thank you, our listeners, those who downloaded us, tell your friends about us, rate us weekly. Thank you for doing it. It's what motivates us. And remember, your choices make a big difference to how long and well you live. Thanks again.